with some of the top leaders in his in the company. They're on his team, and they did this together. And even at the very beginning, he was the one who really helped put together Isagenix University. And then he and David Wood, when David Wood came on board, they were working together very closely. And it's just an honor to be here. And this man is such a pioneer in so many ways. It's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much. You honor and bless me so much. I'm so grateful. Hi, everybody. Freedom Friday. Freedom for what? Well, we're going to have a little conversation about that. But I am just so really blessed to be in a place in my life where everything is so miraculous. And it's my perception that's miraculous. My perception. I've been blessed to meet Marianne Williamson and study with Marianne Williamson. And she is someone who is really awake. She really is awake on a deep level, and she teaches a course called The Course in Miracles. You've heard Dave MacArthur talk about it, and you, Donna, talk about it, and I talk about it. And she said one thing. She said something in a book she wrote called A Return to Love. She said that a miracle happens every time you or I shift our perception from fear to love. Bam. Miracle. So could that happen once a month? Could that happen once a week? Could that happen once a day? Could that happen once an hour? I think it's pretty neat. And I have someone on the line that was traveling yesterday on her day. So she was without a cell signal, which, of course, was perfect because I was supposed to deliver the message that I delivered yesterday. And I'm going to ask her to come on and help me with this idea of miracles because she sees them all the time. You know, that one movie years ago that kind of scared me. I was not one in my life to ever watch a scary movie. I don't like scary movies. And this little boy, it was called The Sixth Sense. And he would say, I see dead people. Well, I don't say that. I say, I see miracles. And so does she. So, Casey Pluff, are you on with me today?
I am, Lenny. How are you?
Hello, future miraculous millionaire. How are you?
Oh, I'm so blessed. And, you know, everything that you, Donna, said about you, Lenny, is just so true, that and more, and you just inspire so many of us, and just your heart is just so big. You are love, and oh, it's miracles. I feel like every single time I turn around, I'm witnessing one. I'm absolutely doing just amazing, and yesterday was incredible, and last time I did the call, I was on my way to, you know, host a retreat that I was so blessed to be inspired by you and going to yours and, you know, the impact that it had on me. There was no doubt that I was going to end up paying it forward. And it just went perfectly. And, you know, speaking of miracles, and I walked in the house, and first it was like I didn't get the house that I was originally trying to get, which, of course, was perfect. And so then this one came about. And it was right next to just a labyrinth that, you know, we could walk and let go and release things and bring in, you know, the beginning to the end. And it was just so beautiful. And then we were also right next to, like, this prayer garden, right next to this just streaming brook and creek that was just so beautiful. And everybody was just out there writing and just letting go of things, you know, that don't serve us. And inside the house was written, there was a bunch of artwork. It was very funky, like nothing really matched, but yet it all matched. And so above one of the bathrooms, one saying said, what lies before you and what lies behind you is nothing in comparison to what lies within you. And then also in another bathroom, you could tell like maybe there was a hole or something in the wall, so there was like new plaster. And in that plaster was written, you are enough. And then there was another picture, And it just had, you know, we're always talking about breathing, the power of breath, you know, conspiring with people, breathing with them, and just how important connecting to our breath is to get us in just the now moment and not to stress or worry, and just the power of meditation. And so there was a, it said inspire on this little piece of artwork. And, you know, it had a bunch of different meanings, and it said, you know, to affect with a supernatural influence, to inhale. And then I saw that one, man, I definitely got the goosebumps. And then there was this other one, this really long poem in another bathroom. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I am going to read the very bottom. And it says, around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, stay a while. The light flows from their branches, and they call again. It's simple, they say. And you, too, have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. And man, what do we have a better vehicle than Isagenix? You know, right now I'm sitting in my dear friend Belinda's house, and you know, she had this amazing party last night, and she introduced me to two of the most amazing men, you know, that I'm blessed to have in my circle now. So she you know, connected me with this young gentleman. Brian is his name, 22 years old, and we just started talking on the phone, you know, just a three-way call. And, you know, she was telling me just how remarkable he is. And he, both of his parents had cancer. And so he was telling me how they used they cured themselves with cancer through, you know, the non-traditional route. And I was like, I would just love to hear you come speak, you know, your story, just the power of nutrition. You know, he wasn't doing Isagenix. This was just all, you know, his, what he went through. And, you know, so I'm thinking this 22-year-old kid is just going to come and share his story. You know, he definitely is into meditation and breathing and yoga. So I knew we would mesh very well. And Belinda, she can just definitely see people for who they are. And this young gentleman gets up, and anybody at the retreat, I mean, you ask them about Brian Nivens, and they'll, like, have to pick their jaw up off the floor. I mean, he is a mini Jim Rhodes. He knew every single ingredient in our product, could tell you what they do, how they do it, where you can find them, like, the history and the origin. And, I mean, we're just all like, who are you? But it was just so magical to have this person come to the retreat, you know, where everybody was Isagenix, and just help educate us on the power of cleansing and really how stress, you know, impacts the body. I mean, and he wasn't even, like, planned. It just started flowing so beautifully, everything that he knew. And what a blessing to have people like that come into your life. And now, of course, he's jumping all into Isagenix because he's just blown away by the ingredients. He couldn't get over it because he knows herbs so well. And just, he's like, I just can't believe that these are just all in just these one products. I mean, it's just incredible what these formulators have done. And so, you know, he was completely unbiased. But what a miracle to just have someone there at that retreat that knew all of this. I mean, he knows things I don't know. And I can guarantee you he knows things that people that have been doing the system for 10, 12 years don't know, based on his knowledge and ingredients. So I'm so grateful for him. And, you know, I had retreats written on my vision board after I came back from yours, Lenny, you know, because you definitely said just pay it forward. And so it was just really amazing. After we left, the same day we left that one, my friend Belinda took us to, it's called Tig's Pond, and, you know, she had met the gentleman in the airport, and it, you know, ultimately led to this connection of this retreat center. And so we left, and on the way leaving the other retreat, we pulled up to this one. And I tell you, I spent every single day since then during the day at this retreat. It is just, you know, the next one's already planned, and the people that just open you with welcome arms. It's just, it's no doubt, you know, there's no coincidences. I mean, just to have a vision to cast out on what I want to help people discover, that inner peace. Isagenix is the vehicle, you know, the financial and the peace and the nutrition. And, you know, this retreat center talks about spiritual fasting for the body and the different states, you know, that the body can be provided when you really do nutrition. They grow their own garden. They're helping people get back to working with the earth and, you know, planting their gardens. And so these are the things that just kept coming out. I mean, miracle after miracle after miracle. They're just everywhere, and I'm so grateful. And, you know, it's the people. The people are the miracles that introduce you to the other people, that introduce you to the other people. And that's Isagenix. I didn't know any of these people before Isagenix. it's all been through, gosh, one woman ultimately, like a picture on Facebook, Wendy Jarvis. Then she knew someone, then she knew someone, then she knew someone. And so now this whole beautiful team here, and it's just, I'm just in awe of everything. Every time I turn around, I'm in absolute awe of the way things are happening and the people that are just finding me, because I am so true to my purpose and my mission. And it's no agenda. It's no agenda. It's just whoever is ready, then I'm here. And it's a miracle.
Oh, Casey, I just want to say, you know, people listening to this call, some of us can't see the miracles in what you're talking about, because you're telling us a story about people you're meeting and a place that you found and a retreat that you held. And that just sounds like normal, everyday stuff. I want to make a really strong point right now. So it sounds to most ears, it feels like to most hearts, it looks like to most eyes, just normal stuff. But the difference is, you are witnessing and declaring the miracles. And that is why you're experiencing so much bliss and joy and love and miracles. Because you see the perfection in the coincidence. It's so beautiful. And all of us we stand at the precipice of something so miraculous, so magical, when we stop to think about today. You're driving down the road and you're on your way somewhere, and all of a sudden you look up and the light is a real solid yellow. It's yellow. It's turning red. Yellow means slow down, not speed up. I know you think differently, but just hear me out. So let's say that you decide to stop, or better yet, this is the best. The person in front of you could have made it, but they stop. Ugh, how dare that person mess with me? Like, I could have made that light, and they stopped, and so I had no choice. They slowed me down, man. So listen, hear this through. So if Einstein is right at all, Albert Einstein, and he says that coincidences are God's way of staying anonymous, or coincidences are our angel's way of gently slapping us in the face and go, hey, we're in charge, not you, surrender. So we slow down, which then, of course, when we get to our destination, let's say at the store, it puts us in line next to somebody else as we're checking out. If we can slow down and breathe in the nuances, the serendipity, that we're supposed to be standing in that checkout line next to somebody different than we would have if we had made the light. I know this is random, what I'm talking about right now, but it's coming full circle right now. The things Casey and Belinda are talking about that have been happening to them might just seem like normal everyday, like, so what that there was a picture on the wall? But Casey sees it, and she declares it to the universe, a miracle. So the universe is all like, oh my gosh, someone's getting it, let's give her more. That's how it works. As we become aware that everything's been put for us, nothing's ever been, life is not happening to us, life is happening for us. It's a small shift, and if any of you get this shift right now, then welcome. Casey, you see exactly what I'm saying, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. And there was one other plate in that house, too, that was just oh, my gosh. I was like, this is just meant for Isogenics. There was this plate that was hanging up, and it says, love, help, and wealth, and time to enjoy it all. And that's what Isogenics is. I mean, that is a miracle. My heart goes out to anybody who doesn't. You know, see them, there's miracles in everything. So it's just beautiful to have that first key, which is awareness. And I'm just so grateful. And, you know, it just seems like people are falling out of the sky now that, you know, are on my same mission and want the same things that I do. And, you know, in the beginning, it definitely wasn't like that. So it's definitely a process, but, you know, just the growing process. And, you know, when you stop, it's okay. You can, you know, slow down to speed up, and then, you know, you keep going. So it's just, it's all about just, you know, keeping it going and the process, which is also a miracle and a beautiful thing in itself.
Mm. Can you read the last sentence of the long, long poem again about the tree?
Yes, and they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine.
And then that, where does it say the tree welcomes us to sit a little longer?
So around me, the tree stirs in their leaves, and they call out, stay a while. The light flows through their branches.
I'm in awe right now of this. I want to bring up something because we just have like two or three more minutes to share. But something came to me the other day, and this, you know, not everybody on this call is an isogenic person. I get that. Hopefully, everyone on this call is open to the new economy that rules. It's so much better than the old economy. But the other day, Dr. David Noonan was doing a presentation, and he had a picture of a tree. And the concept was, you know, I remember my dad taught me very clearly, and God bless my dad. I love my dad for all the lessons I learned, but he taught me that money doesn't grow on trees. My dad drilled that teaching into me. Money, son, does not grow on trees. Their trees are just, you know, there. They're not calling you to sit. They don't want you to be by them. They're not. You know, I never learned any of this stuff. You know, all I knew about a tree was that money did not grow on it. That's what I knew. That was my lesson from my dad. And so I remember meeting Jim Coover, and I remember him actually saying, actually, he said, money actually does grow on trees. And I thought he had lost his mind. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? You just completely defiled my father. Like, you are saying something in complete contradiction to my father. But wait a minute, my father was like, you know, had all these programs, and he was, you know, they were his programs, not mine. I don't like the idea that money doesn't grow on trees. Why does money grow on trees? And so Dave Noonan is giving a presentation, and in his one of his slides, there's this tree, and it says money grows on trees. And then he started talking about that, and when we sign up with Isogenics for $29, which is like less than a lunch, and we get a whole year membership in Isogenics for the 29. We get our own tree. Now it's a virtual tree, but we get a tree. Like we're handed over a tree, a virtual tree. And so this tree, you know, there's a left part of it, there's a left root, and there's a right root to our tree. And it's virtual. You can't actually ever touch it. It's invisible to the eye, but we still believe it because we think we see it on a computer screen. And in this tree, we start making money. And money grows on trees. I never totally got it. And that's a miracle. I mean, you talk about a miracle. The miracle is that we're all becoming financially free through money that's coming free from trees in our back office. Have you ever thought of that?
Absolutely, I have. I'll have to go find the picture I posted on Facebook. I found a picture, and it was a money tree. And so what I did is I went into paint and I flipped it, I edited it, and so I put it upside down so it was like the trunk was up and all the branches of money were down, and I was like, something else I had to unlearn. Money indeed does grow on trees, and every Monday I'm reminded of it.
Oh, you need
so
to see,
I was
please post
there.
That again or put that on like the 1-2-3 page because I want to get my hands on that.
Like, yes,
oh well, here's what I want to do, Casey, and whatever you feel like challenging everybody at the end or inviting. I like inviting, but the concept here is that how many miracles are we open to witnessing today, to this day, Friday? You know, how many miracles are we willing to be open to receiving, witnessing, and declaring? I've never really had a challenge at this level for myself, like, because I don't know, I don't want to count them. I don't want to, like, be counting miracles, but, man, they're everywhere. I mean, inside the smallest thing, we can witness miracles so beautifully. Last night, I was in Snow Canyon, with the top down in my car and my lights off, and there was no moon. There was the moon wasn't in the sky, so the sky was so bright that I could actually see the Milky Way and all the planets and galaxies and stars. And man, I tell you, that the more I look up in the sky and look into eternity, the less problems seem real on this little temporary Earth life. No wonder all the ancient greats always studied the sky. And I was just looking up there, and it was so miraculous. And all of a sudden, a family of owls started talking in the canyon. And I was inspired to, like, imitate them. And I had this whole conversation with this family of owls. I know that seems crazy, but that is not crazy. It's a miracle. It was a complete and utter miracle. And so, I mean, what is your invitation to all of us, Casey, today and Saturday and Sunday, this glorious weekend, on receiving miracles and helping understand that they're happening for us, not to us?
My first challenge is definitely to breathe. And just in that breath, just taking it in, I mean, that in itself is a miracle that's centered and, you know, Go outside and look at a flower, look at nature, because for me, whenever I get taken away or things seem to start going kind of fast, or, you know, I feel like I should be in control, which I never want to be in control, then I just go out in nature, put your feet in, you know, the earth and just feel it and just breathe. And I mean, just look around you, look at the sky, look at the clouds, even if it's overcast, look at the fog. You know, start there with the miracles and, you know, just really see how peaceful and beautiful everything is. And then my next challenge I'm extending is for Lenny Evans to go ahead and put May 1st on his calendar to come down and, you know, definitely do some hosting with this retreat. And May.
What state is that in? What state is that?
North Carolina.
I've never been. Are there miracles in North Carolina?
Though they're miracles. They're Cody in North Carolina. Belinda's going to throw it down.
I will throw that out there because I've got two Follow Your Bliss dates going on the calendar, and I think we should be doing all of these things together because this is the community.
Absolutely.
I accept the challenge, and I hope everybody else does too. And I want everybody to take a couple of really deep breaths with me because, you know, when we slow down to breathe, it helps us move into the present moment where things are miraculous always. The miracle is always in the present moment. So anything you and I can do to stay there, to get there, and to just feel it for a second is worth it. And I had, you know, if I cared what people thought about me breathing, then I wouldn't do it, right? But I don't care. And no disrespect to all of you. I just don't care because I know it's true. And so I do it proudly and boldly. And there was a gentleman that walked up to us. I just want to share this in closing. We were at Isagenix University, and there was this really cool guy, really tall, big man. And we're in line at a restaurant right there in Phoenix across the street from the Sheraton. And we're waiting for our table, and there's just a bunch of us there. And we're waiting for a table for like 15 people or 12. And in walks this guy behind us, and it's kind of an awkward moment of silence, you know, because he's about the size of the door. And he walks in, he goes, "Are you Lenny Evans?" I'm like, "Guilty, miss. Yes, sir, I am Lenny Evans." He goes, You saved my life." I said, "Well, hi, super nice to meet you." He goes, I randomly got on a podcast or a live call, and you actually asked me to breathe." And I said, "Yes, go on." And he said, "I did." And I felt who I was in that moment. And then you said, "Maybe you should check out yoga." So I went and I checked out yoga, and everything in my life has changed. Would it be okay if I bought your lunch? Or, you know, it was just one of those moments. And so, guys, we have no idea. We follow our heart. We follow our intuition. And we don't know the ramifications. Who are we not to let our light shine so bright that others unconsciously will be drawn to that light and start shining their own light? We're all connected. We're all connected so deeply. And the more we feel love, the more other people feel love. And the more we wake up, the more people wake up. And the more you do it, the more I do it. So let's breathe that in. I have goosebumps, by the way, and so do you. I know it. So on three, let's breathe in together. Conspire. Con espíritu. We're going to breathe together on three and hold it at the top. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it. Feel it. And breathe out. And then one more time, we're going to breathe in miracles. The word miracles, we're going to hold it. One, two, three, breathe in miracles. Hold it. And this next word comes from Dave MacArthur. Breathe out, abound. They abound, my dear friends. Casey, thank you for who you are.
Oh, yes, and this just came to me too. So, you know, miracles abound, and Dave MacArthur, you know, he is hosting, if you're anywhere, you know, near South Carolina, or if you wanted to fly in, Andrea Hincart is doing a, you know, free lecture on the 14th in Columbia, South Carolina, about, you know, healthy kids and moms. It's going to focus solely on that for kids and moms, you know, and she wrote the book, Isogenic for Healthy Kids and Moms. And then the next day on the 15th, there's going to be a Super Saturday. We have an amazing lineup, you know, Paul Anderson, Jill Burr, Dave MacArthur, Robin Dunda, a couple more people too. And then on the 16th, it's All Day Dave. So it's All Day Dave on the law, on the goodies, on what I feel is the secret to everything. So that's Andrea, the Super Saturday, Dave MacArthur. It's just going to be a really great weekend. And I'll post that information in the Lenny Evans 123 also.
Oh, what a miracle. I declare that a miracle that you pulled that off. Oh, I just wanted to shout from the rooftops, guys. We're going to unmute the line to do a 1, 2, 3 Isogenics, and we're going to watch out for miracles and declare them. And as you declare them, I challenge you to text your accountability partner every time you witness a miracle. Just do this, miracle number one. And then later, miracle number two. And then let's break it down to just the letter M, M3, M4, M5, M6, M7. Where will it stop? And if we just get a bunch of M's together, if you do the sound that M makes, it's it's a vibrational frequency that heals you. So, my dear friends, yes, let's be awake to the awakening. Something magical is happening right now. Money grows on trees. Oh, yeah, it's getting rich. So have a great weekend, everybody. Casey, thank you. And here we go, guys. Hold on. Oh, yeah, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.